Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's that time of the week again. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you're having a beautiful start to the week. And to anyone that ran in the London Marathon yesterday, congratulations if you completed it, even if you didn't. I mean, it's the thought and the effort that counts, and you tried, and that's the main thing. I had a friend that ran in the marathon and she did amazing. I hope you guys are all having a beautiful start to the week. I feel like I'm always in a good mood these days. I don't know if it's the exercise that I'm doing. The people are right, you know, exercise releases endorphins, and I just am always in a good mood at the moment, which I'm loving. So I really hope this is a happy Monday. I haven't really done much this weekend, I can't lie, but it's because I've told myself I'm not going to do much at the weekend for the next like 6 weeks before my holidays. I'm trying to stay in, I'm trying to be good and just save money and not go out drinking, so it do just be me and Stevie together at the weekends, which is good enough for me. But this weekend was actually the last weekend of Coachella. It was week two of Coachella. I have been loving watching it and everyone's fashion on TikTok and Instagram, and they were playing some of the sets on YouTube. And I have actually been seeing a few TikToks about people's experiences at Coachella, and I've commented on a few. I've been there myself, and I feel like it required an episode to just talk about for people that are curious why you don't need to go to Coachella. I feel like it looks like such goals, and it appears that you just have like the best time. It's this magical fairyland, which to some extent, it kind of is, and I'm sure some people do go and have the best time of your life. It's all very, like, circumstantial. But I just thought, for the people that are, like, dying to go because they think it looks amazing and, you know, whatever, I would just talk about my experience and why going once was enough. And I'm not rushing back. I definitely don't need to go again. And just the tea and the truth behind Coachella. I thought it would be fun to talk about this episode for those that are curious and actually want to know. Bear in mind, I'm only talking about my experience and just, yeah, what I went through and why I'm not rushing to go back to. Maybe for those that are like sat at home watching, like really desperate to go. I do definitely think it's a once in a lifetime experience, and I will, you know, I can explain it till the cows come home, but you won't really understand it until you like do go, and you go one time and you realize what it actually is. I just thought I would explain and tell you the tea and why maybe it's actually best to just enjoy it from home, because it really isn't possibly what you think it is. So if you're interested, let's spill the tea this Monday morning. Well, kind of like my own tea and just like experience. And you may have seen from other people's TikToks as well that have spoken on their experience. They have like a similar story and things to tell. Yeah, let's talk about the truth of Coachella.
Any questions is normal. It's fun to talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
Where to begin? So if I'm just going to be talking about like my personal experience with Coachella, I went with a brand like a few years ago, which I am so grateful for to be taken, because as I'm sure you guys know, it is not fucking cheap to go to Coachella, okay? It is so expensive. Like, there's just so much to it that just makes it so expensive, which is why obviously not a lot of people go. Do I think it's worth the money? I actually don't. I think it, and as a brand as well, you obviously, from the influencers that you take, need to get your money's worth, which is actually what I think was like a downside of the trip as such. But yeah, I'm gonna get into it. So I feel like a lot of people are able to go to Coachella, like influencer-wise, that you see, like your favorite influencers that you follow, because a brand is taking them. That's literally how I got to go. I don't think I would be able to afford to go without going with a brand, because there's so much to consider. And obviously, if you go with a brand, they have certain like deliverables that they expect from you. As again, I'm sure you've seen from people that you follow that go to Coachella, you know, if you go with like a fashion brand, they normally want you to wear the clothes. And sometimes that can really impact your, like, the trip kind of negatively in a way, because obviously if you're going with a brand, you kind of all need to like stick together. And I don't know if you've, like, I don't know if people realize just how big this festival is, and how being not necessarily like on your own schedule and stuff can just, yeah, totally affect your time there. Because when you're with a group, you know, you kind of need to stick together because it's so big in terms of like travel and accommodation. You've all got to meet up at the same place, so it's not worth getting separated because it's so big. Getting Ubers back to accommodation and stuff, as well as, you know, going to see the acts that you want to see. If one is on one stage and like majority of the group want to go there, but you know, you want to go to see something else and it's like a once in a lifetime thing, but you can't go because all the group wants to go there. Like, all of these things fall into place that can affect it. It's literally not like a UK festival at all, where the stages are like not too far apart. At Coachella, they're like so far apart. And if you're with a brand and a group and you kind of have to stick together, I don't know, you're obviously just quite restricted in that sense. So that kind of is like a little bit of a downside. And if I was to go again, I would 100% go on my own and not with a brand. But I can't even imagine like the money that they spend on it. So therefore, I think I just probably like wouldn't even go, because there's just so many other things to consider, which is why it just is so much more like effort than I feel like it's worth. I feel like you just get a better view of it at home. So like I said, the size of it plays a massive part. So let me get into that. So basically, a lot of the people that you see and like where they stay and stuff, there's not a huge amount of accommodation like actually near the festival. It's in the middle of a desert, so literally that's why you see that people don't get there till much later, because 80% of your day is spent traveling. You're normally staying in like Palm Springs, and then actually to like get into the desert takes about like an hour because of traffic, and like obviously everyone's doing the same thing. Again, it's not like, unless you are camping there, because I know people can camp, unless you're camping there, so much of your day is just spent like traveling, like shuttle buses, trying to get an Uber. You see people are waiting for hours. And then when you get there, it takes about like an hour to get into the festival. And it's just so fucking big. Like, to get from one side to the other is insane. The steps I did that weekend were astronomical. Like, every day, 30,000 steps, like minimum. It's crazy. Nothing's close together. And the atmosphere itself is also just like such a different vibe if you compare it to the UK festivals. So at UK festivals, obviously, you've got like the VIP areas and stuff, but it is very much like merged like together. You know, eat and drink anywhere you want. I do feel like at a UK festival, it does feel just like a bit like grottier and stuff, but I don't know, when you think of a festival, I think maybe that's just because what we experience, that's just kind of what you expect. And that is a downside because obviously litter and stuff is so bad because you can eat and drink whatever you want. But I don't know. That's kind of just like what you expect. So at Coachella, there's only one designated area where you can eat and drink. That's it. You can't take drinks into the actual festival. You can't take food into the actual festival bit where the stages are. So it is like a very clean experience, I suppose. Like the ground is fairly clean. Like it doesn't feel like a festival. I can't explain it. But that's not to say that people aren't completely off their face. But it's just because it's so clean and everyone's gorgeous and it's such a like fashion focus aesthetic festival that almost makes it even weirder to see people like off their face on drugs and like drunk and stuff in like a grotty environment. That feels right, you know. You're at a festival, the music, like all of that kind of stuff, everyone's just like merging together, but in such a like gorgeous landscape with just beyond perfect and gorgeous people, because most are like from LA or just like America and they just have that vibe to see. And like even like celebrities, your favorite influencers, like I can't even begin to explain how weird it was. And I don't know why, I just didn't think I would see that. But to see people that you follow on Instagram, like your favorite influencers and stuff, completely off their face at a festival, it just doesn't feel right. It feels bizarre, but like, it's a festival. So I guess like, that's what you expect. Like, don't think people aren't doing that, because they are. It just feels so much of like a weird experience, and just weirder because, I don't know, because the surroundings just, it just doesn't match. It's so weird. Take a shot every time I say weird, honestly. But like, that's just the best word to describe it. And yeah, let's talk about going with a brand. So if you're going with a brand, obviously they kind of take care of your accommodation and your ticket and flights and everything, which is just beyond generous, because I just feel like the festival itself is just so expensive. So obviously they want to get their money's worth. So going with a brand, obviously you're probably going to be expected to do a lot of deliverables content-wise for the brand, in order for them to see some sort of, you know, them going was worth it. And I can see why for fashion brands, it would be totally worth it. You know, if the clothes are good and appropriate and these influencers are really just rocking it, like at Coachella, I can see why, you know, seeing festival clothes at this, like the festival of like all festivals, supposedly, why that would have amazing sort of, I can't think of what the word is. They'd see a lot of benefits from that, because people can apply that to festivals here and people are going to spend the money on the clothes, etc., etc. I can totally see. But you forget like the climate and stuff just in America is so hectic and it's hot, and you know, to you're obviously there to work. You can't forget that if you're going with a brand, you're there to work. There is obviously like downtime and you can enjoy the festival and stuff. But when you've done all of that traveling, you're walking around all day, like it is a lot. Which is why, like I said, when you go again, I feel like if you're sort of like an influencer or wanting to go like with a brand or like something, I just think it's so much better to go by yourself, and why you sort of see the people that do go by themselves like seem to be having like a better time. I'm sure if I spoke to people that have like gone with brands, they would have not necessarily like horror stories, but it's a lot for the brand to take a big group of people, organize it around this massive festival, make sure everyone's getting the content and, you know, all of that stuff. It's just a lot. So whenever I see these brands and stuff going, I do just think like, I'm just imagining the behind the scenes of it all being absolute chaos, because you stay so far away from the actual festival and you're trying to get everyone to get this content. There's certain deliverables. Some people don't always like necessarily want to wear the clothes. They want to wear their own clothes, and other brands try and jump on, like trying to get content out of all of these people, because you want to make the most of the time that you're there, because it's a long way to go. And it's kind of, like I said, like a once in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of people that you just want to rinse it for what it's worth. So yeah, in that sense as well, it's can be so overwhelming and crazy and kind of restricting, which makes it a little bit less enjoyable. And speaking of like being overwhelmed, when I went to Coachella, like I said, it was like my first time. I was so excited. I kind of forgot just like about the performers in the sense, because I was just so caught up in the atmosphere. So again, a lot of what I'm saying won't be everyone's experiences. Like if I'm just going to talk about mine, there's a lot of parties during the day, and it's kind of, if you're like down with drinking and stuff, so therefore you're starting from early. And I remember just obviously being so caught up in it all and carried away with it all of the pre-parties that you go to. Again, traveling around all day, like on these shuttle buses, making sure you're all together. And I know loads of different people will be invited to like loads of different things. So when you go as a group, like with a brand, and like certain people are like, you know, oh, I've been messaged by this brand to go to their pre-party, but like not everyone's, you know, been invited to do that. Like, can you see why it's so hectic and so chaotic? Because, you know, you need to stick together as a group, but people have been invited to different things and you want to make the most of it and you want to do this and you want to do that because you're only there for like 3 days and it's just so crazy. And let's say you get invited to like a pre-party. There's a lot of pre-parties. I'm sure you've seen people talk about how they like pretend that they're going to Coachella because they dress for it and then they go to all the parties, but they don't actually go to the festival. Do you know what? I would do that 100%. The pre-parties are so fun. And it's a party in like amazing villas, like in Palm Springs. Like they're beautiful. Drinks, everything like that. Obviously you don't pay for things at these parties really, and obviously when you get to the festival you're like spunking out fortunes just on like a burger and a drink. It's insane. So you do want to make the most of it. So it's a long fucking day, and that's why people don't really get to the festival till like 5 or like maybe even later. And then when you get there you're normally pretty drunk as it is. Well, I know I was. It was crazy. And then I just feel like I missed so much because I was quite drunk. I say quite drunk, I mean very drunk. Like I remember, I think I missed, you guys are gonna kill me, I was so drunk. I feel like I missed, I think when I went, Ariana Grande was like the headliner, which if you know me, I fucking love Ariana Grande, and she bought out Nicki Minaj. I don't remember a thing because we were stood in like the VIP area because we needed to be like as a group, so I wasn't like in the crowd as such, which again, really sad that I wasn't. But I literally just like don't really remember watching it at all. And like, I remember seeing on Instagram the next day that she bought out Nicki Minaj, and like everyone was messaging me being like, oh my god, did you see Nicki Minaj? And I was like, no, like I literally like I don't remember or recall, which is crazy and like so upsetting. Like the one time I go to Coachella and I fucking miss it because I was just so drunk. So again, another thing, if I went again, I don't think I would drink. It's not worth it. It's so expensive. I blacked out before like even the best things had begun. So the people that like don't drink or like don't really drink, they're doing it correctly, because that way you're just really taking everything in and yeah, being present for the festival, which makes a lot of sense now I'm saying it. But obviously I feel like I was just taking it as, you know, at UK festivals when you just get really drunk. You know, that kind of like makes it fun. Well, it doesn't make it fun, but you have like such a good time. And that's kind of like, yeah, drunk at a festival vibes, not Coachella. I actually think it's better to, I would like rather be sober at Coachella. And I do feel like another thing, there is just phenomenal amounts of pressure to dress a certain way at Coachella. Don't get me wrong, I absolutely love seeing people's fashion at Coachella. I think it's amazing. And the effort that people go to, I take my hats off to you, because I remember when I was going, yeah, the pressure to have just like a standout outfit was crazy. And you spend so much money on these crazy outfits that actually, guys, when you get there, there's only the influencers of the world that are there dressed like that. Like everyone's normally just like in a tank and shorts. That's literally it. So then you're sort of, you don't feel like stupid, but you just sort of think like, oh, what was the point in that? And a lot of people do just go for like the pictures and stuff. But again, if that's your job, if you're with a brand, the content there, the backdrop, the scenery, it is like amazing. But do I think it's worth it? Like, no, like, not really. I really don't. But each to their own. And I, like I said, I've been loving seeing everyone's fashion. I think some standout people, Sophia and Cinzia, I feel like they took themselves there. And I feel like they get the best content every year. It's probably a business expense for them because they just absolutely kill it. They get the most amazing content. They look like they have such a good time. And I don't think they're like big drinkers either. So they actually probably do have the best time. Who else did I see at amazing fashion? I think...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Alex Earl had some really cute fashion. I think she had like a stylist and stuff. A lot of them were at the Guess Originals compound, which looked amazing. But again, I think it's just fun to like watch it from afar, I guess, because I wonder, I would love to know the behind the scenes of every, like all the celebrities and influencers that went to that Guess compound. I feel like there was such a variety of people. But from a brand's perspective, it gets the people talking. I hadn't really heard much about Guess, and now people are talking about Guess. They got some amazing people there. So I actually can't imagine how much money they spent. It was insane. But yeah, I'm trying to think what else is like weird. I've sort of said about the travel. Like I said, most people stay like so far out of the festival. I remember when I got back from Coachella, I have never been that unwell in my life because you're just knackered. Like I said, minimum of 30,000 steps a day, literally, because you're just walking everywhere, waiting everywhere. So therefore, like my legs, just when I got back, oh my God. I was in bed for like 2 days. I had no voice. You're in the desert. The dust is real out there. Like it's crazy. Obviously, the jet lag. So therefore, you get back, you're so ill and like wiped out for like at least a week. Again, I just think like, was it worth it? I don't know. I remember like the long journey back to Los Angeles in this coach. I'm sure I saw people on their Instagram stories talking about it as well, being like, you know, it's literally like 4 hours on a coach from Palm Springs back to LA when you're feeling so shit, so run down. It's, you can't think of anything worse. But luckily, like, everyone's like in the same boat. But yeah, it's a lot of traveling. Some people can hack the traveling. I am not a traveling girly. Like, I haven't been to like Bali or like anything like that purely because I just can't face the distance and the travel. And I've like never been traveling because just all of the traveling, I hate it. Like I said, some people love it, some people don't, aka me. And just the way I felt after Coachella was like no other. You're just drained to another level. Like, and again, I think another thing that plays a part in it is the culture and the people. If you're like a full-on UK festival girly and you love it, you love a rave, like all of that kind of stuff, I promise you, if you are therefore thinking like, you're going to love Coachella, I feel like go, if that's a goal, you should go. I'm not going to tell anyone, like, don't go. Because I've gone and you shouldn't go. Like, if you want to go, go. But I'm just saying, it is not what you think at all. It's, oh God, I don't want to keep repeating myself of just being like, it's weird and it's bizarre. But honestly, like, it's nothing like a UK festival. And I think you'd just think it was the most pretentious thing ever. Like, a LA rave festival is, yeah, nothing like a UK rave festival whatsoever. Also, I think another thing, and this is why, like, I don't really like LA as such. If you are self-conscious or just have any sort of like insecurities or like anything like that, LA and Coachella is not the place for you at all. I remember going to LA, turning on the TV, and within 10 minutes of having the TV on, there was an advert for liposuction. Like, go in on your lunch break and get liposuction. Like, you need liposuction. And that's not a joke. And I feel like Coachella's no different. Like I said before, about like the drugs and stuff, and just like, yeah, like I don't know if people think like it's this big glamorous festival and like nobody's going to be doing that. Like, no, like everyone's doing that. Everyone's just gorgeous, skinny, rich, because it most people are coming from LA, and that's just the vibe. But it's like that in actual LA as well, so it's not scatty or like anything like that that you might, I don't know, I feel like because we're from the UK, that's kind of the vibes that we like. We're going to a festival for like a scatty weekend. Everyone's just like, like, and you just look around and see disgusting things at festivals, which kind of makes it and why you have the best stories and stuff. No, like, it's so weird. Like, this is why I mean, like, what I mean about, I know I keep saying it's weird because it is. Like, imagine just seeing all these like skinny, rich, beautiful, aesthetically like gorgeous people just like, yeah, off their face on drugs, because like I said, you can't bring like drink or like food into the actual festival. So a lot of people do be doing the drugs because, I don't know, you can take like a pill or something. This is not me advertising this whatsoever. Yeah, and it's just easier to hide, obviously, than bringing in like plastic cups and bottles and stuff. And that just tends to be the vibe. So it's really weird, like this clean environment where everyone's gorgeous but still off their face. Like, it is just weird. And obviously being around people that are just like super skinny, toned, rich, gorgeous, beautiful, like it doesn't make you feel good if you're in like a place where you don't always like necessarily feel good about yourself anyway. Oh, I don't know, it's just like a weird environment that you kind of leave feeling like, not necessarily like shit about yourself, but it honestly is another level that I can't quite describe unless you like go to LA like for yourself and experience the vibe. I feel like I'm like saying stuff and it just sounds really just like odd, but it is so hard to describe. I'm not even gonna say the word weird again, even though I just did, but that genuinely is the general consensus. Like, if you're not used to that kind of shit, it's just the most surreal experience, I think is like a better choice of word. So let's talk about the VIP section, because I feel like that's what a lot of people want to go to. It's what a lot of influencers will be in, the celebrities will be in. It's kind of a lot of what you might see on Instagram, because brands obviously want to take you to like the VIP section and stuff. Again, do I think that's worth the money? Not really. Yes, the food might be like a bit nicer, the bar areas might be like a bit nicer, and you're in like a closed off section, but I don't necessarily think that that's like the best way to be, because you spent so much money on that ticket, you feel like you want to like utilize your time in there, but then you just miss so much of like the actual festival. Again, that's why I missed some of the performances, because everyone wanted to stay in the VIP section, and I feel like I would so much have preferred to do general admission. And if I was doing it again, I like 100% would, because other elements of the VIP, like maybe the toilets were slightly better in terms of like the cubicle as such, but they were just as fucking rancid. Like, I think I saw Byron posted a TikTok about the tea of Coachella, and he said the same thing. Like, don't just think because you're in a VIP toilet it's going to be any better, because if anything, people are on more expensive drugs, on the better drugs, so, and I don't know if people know this, but drugs do tend to make you go to the toilet and you have not a lot of control over it. Well, some drugs anyway. So don't think that they're going to be clean, because will you probably see shit sprayed up the wall? Yeah, probably. And it just makes it even funnier that it's someone in VIP that's done that. It could be your favourite celebrity. You just don't know, because they're all in there too. Which as well, it's a bizarre and surreal feeling as like seeing your fave celebs at Coachella, because there's this just unsaid rule that you obviously don't go up to them or cause a scene or anything like that. You just don't do that. I feel like in LA, it's just so common to see these people that they don't really kick up a fuss, especially at a festival. Even though every part of you might want to, because we're not from LA, we're never going to see these people probably in person again. You want to go up and like take a picture, but you just don't do that. I remember like Liam Payne walking past me once and I was like, oh my God, like, is that Liam Payne? You absolutely don't react. You just look stupid if you react, which feels stupid because obviously you're going to be excited about seeing celebrities that you don't get to see in your like everyday life. But yeah, at Coachella, you just don't react, which is why you see a lot of celebrities go there. They're in the crowds and stuff like that because, I don't know, obviously they'll have security around them, but it is just safer because people just don't do that at Coachella. It's like the unsaid rule. But yeah, in VIP, I don't know if you guys have been seeing about people in the VIP section, the food and the drinks and how much they spend. It is absolutely ridiculous. And you think for the ticket that you're paying, it should all be included, but nope. It's like $1,500 for the ticket. And then once you're in there, you basically spend the same amount on food and drink. And if you think that's worth it, then that's fine. But I personally don't. For what, like a burrito and a slice of pizza and like a double tequila and lemonade, how's that going to cost you like $60? It's ridiculous. I'm trying to think if there were any other things to like say. I feel like I covered most bases in the sense of just the traveling and the size of it all and the amount of walking and, yeah, like I said, to and from the festival. Like, no one talks about how long it is to get to and from the festival, because you have to just think about how many people are there and that everyone wants an Uber to, like, get themselves there, or, like, there's certain shuttle buses, because some actually hotels in Palm Springs partner with the festival and they run shuttle buses, and that's, you got to rely on them. Make sure you're all sticking together as a group. Once you get there, you know, you, if you want to see certain people, you may not be able to if you're with like a brand or a group. Like, honestly, I feel like I covered most bases as to why it's like not worth it. So like, I guess in summary, no, I feel like no one talks about, number one, if you're traveling from the UK, this is kind of like what I'm talking about and my experience as like someone from the UK going to Coachella and why I would not go again, like in a rush. I do feel like if you get the chance to go, you should go. Like, I'm not going to say like don't, but I'm just saying I just don't think it's necessarily like worth it if you're literally going to like make yourself broke by going just because you think it's the like best thing ever. Like, I feel like it's not. So like, you're so much better enjoying it from home. But if you're, you know, maybe like an influencer and a brand offers you to go, I feel like obviously like you should take it up and experience it for yourself, because there's only like so much I can say to get you, anyone to like understand. But yeah, as someone that's been, and my overall review is that I probably wouldn't go again. And if I was to go again, I would do it so differently. The things to take away from it are, like, no one talks about, like, the jet lag and the heat when in combination together. Honestly, you're just exhausted from the offset, the dust. You must allow, like, if you're coming back, at least a week to recover because of the jet lag and the dust and the heat and just everything. It just wipes you out, which, again, I don't personally think it's worth going. VIP is not all that it's made out to be, honestly. And for the price and how much you pay when you get there, I do not think it is worth it at all. And if you were thinking that you need to be dressed a certain way, you need to spend so much money on these outfits, if that's what you want to do, go ahead. But honestly, you'd be so surprised at how small of a portion that is of the festival. I think you go there and expect everyone to be decked out, dressed to the nines. Like, insane. That is just such a small part, and it really just is the influencers doing that. I think when I went, I generally felt like overdressed and a bit like, not like silly, because I was around people that had obviously done the same thing. But I think we kind of got there and everyone was a bit like, oh, okay. Which is why I sort of understand why these celebrities like dress down and why they get so much shit. And everyone's like, oh my God, they could have dressed up and stuff. But it's like, realistically, they were probably matching like the majority of people there. I honestly think it's not like it's been like overdone, but it's just not what it was. And I think it's low key. It's not disappointing. And I don't want to like shit on Coachella, essentially, because I think if you do it correctly and you do it your way, you obviously can have the best time. And I'm sure people do. But I just think if you are wanting to go, definitely do go if that's like obviously what like you want to do. But just set your expectations low. And I am just from someone that's been, don't think it's worth it. I've been so enjoying watching it from home with the best view, because like I said, it's like so busy there. These amazing artists like are there. And, you know, if you miss it or the crowd's just so big, you don't even get to see it. It's almost like, what was the point? You honestly have the best view from home, from your bed, watching it. Like, they live stream it on TikTok and YouTube now, which is why I don't really think it is what it was and why Coachella isn't what it is or like was anymore, because you can just watch it from home without like breaking your arms and legs and literally being fucked in the ass in like the not the best possible way, like out of like exhaustion and waiting around and commuting there. And like, you know, if you've gone with a brand, like all of these deliverables, etc., etc., like just watch it from the comfort of your bed, knowing that you're watching it for free. You haven't gone like bankrupt from going. You're not going to be ill and exhausted and tired, and you're not going to leave there feeling like shit because, you know, you're in that LA culture and energy that just has... Whenever I've gone to LA and come home, I've never felt good about myself, whether that's been because I've been in the desert or I've just been comparing myself to all of these gorgeous people or whatever. I've just never felt good, and it's why I've never rushed back, and which is why I just wanted to do an episode today on this topic, because I feel like so many people think that it's this like incredible place and, you know, are desperate to go and all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, I hope I'm not coming across as like snobbish, because I've had the chance to go and stuff. I'm obviously very grateful for that, but I'm kind of just using that experience to be able to like let you guys know that don't like put this phenomenal amounts of pressure on yourself and feel shit that you're not there and like all of this, because I promise you, I'm not going to say everyone, but I feel like 70% of your favorite influencers or just anyone that you see go is probably not having as good as a time as it may seem, because it's not what it seems. I've tried to explain it like the best that I could. So I hope you guys found this like interesting or like insightful in some way. But yeah, that's not, like I said, it's not to say I've not enjoyed watching the performances and like people's fashions and stuff from home, but my overall opinion is that is the best way to enjoy Coachella. I also feel like it's very telling that my like For You page this like last couple of weekends has been, everyone's like, get ready with me for Coachella day one, like on TikTok. Everyone looks amazing, ready and raring to go. And then they do one for day two and people are on like IV drips and just look exhausted. Like that, exactly. Take that for literally what it is. Like, people genuinely need like an IV drip for just one evening at a festival in order to continue, because it really is just that exhausting and draining, and it just runs you down so much. But yeah, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, found it interesting. It was insightful for your Monday morning to hear why maybe it's not worth it and maybe we don't feel so bad that we're not there. Like I said, if you do get the opportunity to go, I feel like, why not? Like, not necessarily ignore things I said, but just like take it on board and experience it for yourself, because I feel like I can only say so much unless, and I can only if I was to speak to somebody else who went, I feel like they would like agree with me. But yeah, I can only explain it so much, essentially. And if you get the chance to go, I think you should go. So therefore you can understand what I mean when I say it's just fucking weird. Especially if you love a UK festival, you will just think Coachella is the weirdest thing ever and come back with the weirdest stories. I was going to say wacky and weird together, so maybe that's why I just said weird really weird then. I've said weird way too much this episode. Anyway, hope you enjoyed. I hope you found it insightful. Let me know what you think. If you still want to go, let me know. Send me a DM at Rated R Podcast. Yeah, let me know your thoughts. But let me know who your favorite people were at Coachella, like fashion-wise, all of that good stuff. Send me a message. I always love to hear what you guys think. But yeah, I love you guys. I think that was everything that I wanted to say on that matter. I'll probably think of something and be really annoyed at myself that I didn't think of that. But I think I covered most of the bases that people would want to know about. Anyway, love you all. Have an amazing week. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.